Beginnt der Koran darf mit sagt es ihr beim ist auf ein Test beginnen mit auf beginnt es Master beginnt mit Gemara Armani und wie bei ist talking about the seven sons seven descendants of Shaul that were hanged. Says Taisus, "Is Mifi Baishes one of the seven? This Mifi Baishes, how you been Shaul? He was the son of Shaul HaMelech, Amar ben Tam." He says, "Behoi Rabbi Shaul David. He was the one that was the teacher of David." The Amar Perikam of the Brachas says, "Brought in the first Perikam Brachas of Dalam and Al." Shem Mevayish Pnei David Balacha. That's what it's called. Mifi Baishes from his mouth was embarrassment to David, which is halachas, which regards Hashem. Therefore, the text over there in Brachas has to be that the words of the Gemara delay Mifi Baishes Shmai. His name wasn't really Mifi Baishes. Ela Ish Baal Shmai. His name is actually Baal Ish Baal. Which he was called Mephibosheth only because he was Mevayish Pnei David B'Halach. As Tais explains, because Kim Mephibosheth ben Shaul Nikra Ishbal B'Divayim, we find that he was called Ishbal and Sefer B'Divayim. And therefore, V'Leikum Ashi Kosmos from, not like the text that are brought in the Gemara's Brachas, Ishbosheth Shema, his name was Ishbosheth, the limited Mishamakam Ishbosheth Nikra Mephibosheth. We never find anywhere that Ishbosheth is called Mephibosheth, who was a personality, but he wasn't the same person. As Morvis Tais says, Ishbosheth, that was his name, was killed in the beginning of David's reign. Even before the story happened. So hence, obviously, it couldn't be Mephibosheth who was killed many years later. And moreover, the local memory came that said that Mephibosheth was B'nai Shal Yehoinesin, because there was a Mephibosheth also the son of Yehoinesin, who was the son of Shal. He was the teacher of David. You can't say that because the Oishal Mitzin B'Shemakim Shemek Lo Ishbosheth Bal Ishbal. That Mephibosheth never find him called not Ishbosheth, not Ishbal. But then it's been beginning to say, okay, if this is Mephibosheth with the son of Shaul, which was the teacher of David, so we find that he davened for someone in our Gemara. Why didn't he beseech mercy for his rabbi that the Aaron should not hold on to him and therefore his life should be spared? It's his rabbi. So it says, yeah, maybe he did ask him and he was not answered and therefore he was one of those who were killed. Next test, Master beginning with the Teula Elatzer, that she climbed to the rock. Which Medrash, it's more homiletical, it's more metaphorical. Elatzur to the rock means Shitstikolav Hadin. She did Tziduk Hadin. She justified God's justice on her. And she said Hatzur Tamim Paale, which the rock refers to Hashem, that his actions are complete because all his paths are justice, and that's what it means that she leaned towards the tzur. Next says Master bring with the words the Gemara Dunger Gersina. Taisus Gersin, not like that in our Gemara is Dunger. What's that when there maybe these were hired Jews? Midas chiris, because it means a measurement of employment, because the dun loshen mida. Don means the terminology of measurement. As Kedama Bavasa on the Tzadikim Beis, Bekorla dun papa, they called it the measurement of papa, because he introduced this measuring tool. And ger means a term of employment. So that's dun gar, which is a midas of chiris. Is it true that David was gazer on the Nesinim? Aye, from Moshe, aye, from Yeshua. Now, says Tais Berish Matan Perishable Kunjus, in the beginning of the Sugya, Rashi explains that Shagas Alim Chasnas, this prohibition of the Nesinim, was because David made a decree of for prohibition of marriage. Because it says in the Pasuk, by Gibbonim Lib, and they saw him in the grammar that not from the Jewish people, which, what does that mean to say? Kalema, so to speak, that Ein Roin Lehidavik B'Yisrael, that's not appropriate for them to connect with the Jewish people, and that was what he made at Isra of Chasnas. And that's what the Gemara is asking now. Over here, the Moshe goes lame Amdus. Moshe Ben Yeredi made a decree of slavery, and and therefore, just like a slave is forbidden because of Leia Kaddish, so therefore they're forbidden in the Jewish people. The Gemara ends is the Moshe goes lahudar, Moshe only duking for that generation. Yeshu is Moshe Bezim, Yeshu only times this. It just was for all times. Now, says Taish, based on this, Matinal Memu could say that actually the Leinesu Mishum Pam Mishum Leia Kaddish, that actually the Nesim were never forbidden at any point in time because of the Isra of Leia Kaddish, which applies to Abadim. Because Kim the Leia Gozalein Abdus, since they never made a decree on them on slavery, Abdusman Chain, Mishum Leia Kaim, even at a time when the Mishum Leia is not around, so it was not an absolute Isra because it wasn't for all time. But David Gozalein Chasna said, David made a decree of intermarriage, the Leia Shidin Lukodari, and they did not make them slaves for all generations, and therefore there's no Isser of Loya Kaddish. So about Sishapa, now it makes sense how the Imbin Nesim turns of Adam. Now we know, as we're explaining, that Nesim don't have a halachic status of slaves, as we find. If someone violates a Nesim, the girl, Yeshla Knaz, there's the penalty of Knaz when one violates a girl. Now, but yet the Mishnah teaches if someone does it to a maidservant, they look Knaz, she doesn't have a Knaz. So you see that obviously Nesim are not considered as Shifcha. And more of us, Tosafot proves this. Well, Yerushalmi explains even if she was protected that she never had bia ever before, still the shivcha is not going to have knas. So Why does Nesin have knas? Obviously, the reason is because Nesin does not have a halacha as a shefcha. Boy, Morbetai says the Mish Bem Teres Abdus. If you would think that the Nesin had a halachic status of slaves, then Litzuru Charuda bin Nesini, then a freed slave should be forbidden to intermarry with Nesinim. Because Meshuchar also b'shivcha, because a freed slave is forbidden to mate. So like we said regarding someone's a half slave, half free person, the Gemara tells us Lisa shivcha in Yochel, he cannot marry a maidservant because he's forbidden the shivcha. And if Nesinim had a locha like shivcha, so obviously he was forbidden in Nesinim. Well, the paragraph starts now in Gemara condition of Semach. This is what the Gemara tells. The Chalub and Nesinim are Tamlov. They permitted one to marry the other. Had Nesinim had a locha as Eved, then they would have a halacha that Eved Meshach would be forbidden to them. Obviously, that, like we're saying, no, there is no halacha of Eved, they're only forbidden from the Gzera of David. And it comes out according to this, that Moshe and Shua Gezer only for their generation as Abdus, but there was no Yisrael Chasna. David was Gezer, Abdus, but ultimately the main thing was the Chasna. But Yishavash, another person says, you could say the Hachipach. This is the Gemara's question. That v'loy abdus mamish, not literally slavery, was Moshe Gozan land, the Moshe decreed on them. U'mestama Gozan mamish le'ischat mehem. And we could presume that it was also Gozer that they should not intermarry. Why? Because the Enochen she'ischat mehem, it's not appropriate to marry them, because kim n'nir gabam, they appear like slaves, as they were shoyevimayim echayt ve'etzen. And David also, you could say the Gozan land abdus, that he also decreed on them slavery, so that they don't intermarry. Oh, Vashta Park Shabbat. Now it makes sense to come to this question. The Moshe Gazalim Moshe already made the same Gizeh already on them already. And Menich Ashton HaDikom, and now also makes sense what the Gemara tells us on Ahmed Beis. The May Rebbe Nezer Rebbe Big Shalat in the scene, they attempted to permit in the scene, which was Lafki Yeshiba Mehem, to remove, to preclude this slavery that they have. But they came, Yemut Lezhadim, through that, it's going to be permitted to intermarry with them, because the whole prohibition of intermarriage was dependent on this slavery that they made. The Gemara concludes, no, the chilk mizbech miyatu, who's going to permit the portion of the mizbech? Because according to the first interpretation of Tais, is that David made it forbidden, it wasn't because of Abdus. So how could, in the days of Rebbe, they permit the Nesinim, in Bez Matad, the Bez Nechabere? And you can't say through Hefker, because it's not because of Abdus. But according to the second interpretation, the whole Isser was because they appear like Abdus. So therefore, that's what they're saying. They could remove that Shibud because of Hefker, Bez Nechker. And that's not considered being matter with best uschaver asur, and therefore they were permitted. And we keep in the shtaya behen shibud chemizbeach. Now, but Rebbe said that since there remains the shibud of the portion of mizbeach in hogan of David, it's still not appropriate to marry and to connect with them. And the Gemara says, "We plead to Rebbe Rabba." This is good to Rebbe Rabba because he says chilik mizbeach, but manche meis megidish kaim muta. He says no, the portion of mizbeach when it's almost megidish, that's permitted. And therefore, v'mhoi mafkil and chelik ha'eda, that if we would remove the portion of the people, I would be totally permitted. And therefore, there would be no slavery of the portion of mizbeach, even when it would be rebuilt. Now, it says Tosef in the Rabbeinu Tam. However, it does not appear to Rabbeinu Tam the way Rashi is explaining that David v'goyza on the sinim, that they should not come into the kehila. Why? So the rain time, because the Midraisa Asiri Balab Lishan. What do you mean? The really biblical prohibited because of the Isra of Lishan. Kid the Master Grival Elik, Rabbi concluded, the Begirusa and Islu Chasnas, that the prohibition of intermarriage by them was when they're already converted and not when they're non Jewish. So they already know that they're prohibited of intermarriage, even though they're converted. But it's not, and that's biblical. And we don't need dubbed for that. It's not, we're learning Mishnah Sakh's Market of Yidgimel Manaf, Elihan Alik, and these are ones that. The relationship they get lashes is a balam amzeres on the scene. If they have relations with amzeres or a nesina, so you see clearly that you're getting malchus, which means a biblically prohibited, not dovitz gizera. Now me would come in. However, on that point, you could say the nesina agav shitz with the amzeres nachdis. Now you're right. Truth is that really there would be no malchus on a nesina because it's not biblical. At least you could reject that briar because you could say that we only mention nesina just parenthetical to that of amzeres because they go together. You have to say this. According to what Rabbi wanted, attempted to say, the begirusin less luchasnas, that actually when they convert, then there's no prohibition of chasnas. Where you obviously, what do you mean? How could you say that? It says like, and obviously it's labdavka, because the b'chol duchta are begirus. Because in all places, when we find this in Messina, we talk about when they converted, as we find gabe knas, which is that mission over there, el nashesh and knas. Which is on the Mzeres and the Sina. Now, if we'd be talking about when they're not Jewish. What do you mean? So obviously, goyim don't have knas. Obviously, that's tuma when they converted. And the Basar Yuchsin, so too in the Gemara, in the Mishnah Kedushin of Semach Tesman Alf, the Masnitin, that says that the game, the Charudi, and the Sina, all these are permitted one the other. But shouldn't the Sina that's mentioned by day is tuma after they converted, because that's permitted in game who are Jews, and still has halacha of the Sina. How could Rav have entertained to say that it would be only when they're the prohibition when they're non-Jewish? Obviously, that he's saying that although it says Nesina, it's not really precise. Just mentioning parenthetical to that of Mamzeres. So, since Rava holds that the prohibition with his chatan is even when they're Megayer, so that's already biblical. So therefore, it doesn't like Rashi. But nearly in time, so pissed by time, the David goes alim shibut. Well, what was David's gezer? Not intermarriage, but rather just slavery, and not do it intermarriage because that's already biblical. This is the Gemara said previously, he said that if they're not appropriate to connect to the Jewish people, what do you mean? That intermarriage already, you know, from biblical, it's not David. So Taisus, that just means to mean free men like the Jewish people. Regarding marriage, that already we knew is already biblical. And Taisus addresses, the Gemara said, there's a very big shalat and seen them, but that doesn't mean to intermarry, because again, that's biblical. It doesn't mean just remove their slavery. And that's what the Rebbe says, who's going to bet the portion of the Rebbe? Therefore, we shouldn't even bet our portion. Why? That we don't forget the portion of Mizbech. And the Gemara says, that when there's no Mizbech, it's permitted automatically without any permissibility. And therefore, if we remove the Shiba totally, it wouldn't take effect anymore. And therefore, we say that he's obviously disagreeing with Rabbi, because according to him, we don't have to be concerned if we permit our portion, we're going to forget the portion of the Mizbech, because anyways, that would totally remove it, and you're right, it would never take effect ever again. But again, according to Rabbi Tam, it's not about the intermarriage, it's about the Shibut. That's what we're going to say, okay, but we learn from Rabbi Tam, then see Mabil get forbidden because of the Chatan. So Maish, no, what's different that we're saying the Meshuchar by a freed slave, Mutbehen, that we quoted before, they're permitted in the Sinan. And we're not concerned for the Lavaloy Tischatin, which we said does apply to that of the Nesinim. Now, regarding Gubishevcha, regarding in the maidservant, that we mentioned also before, us Mishum Leah Kaddish, that is forbidden because of Leah Kaddish. What's the difference? What you can say is the Lavaloy Tischatin, what's the difference between Leah Kaddish and Leah Tischatin? The difference is Lavaloy Tischatin, Ekel Melev, that you call it now, Mishab, so they call from other invalidated members of the Kila, and Mamzer, Amoini, Mu'avi. At Allah, the Shabbakal game, we say that they were admitted in the Kila of Gerim, which Levi Bakal does not include Gerim. Ah, Avalav Liya Kaddish, but the negative prohibition Liya Kaddish, which that it should be permitted, this negative prohibition to Ger, like Shaykh Lemel, that you cannot learn now from this, that it's permitted by other Besulim, that it should be even permitted to marry a Shevcha, because the whole Loitavsi Kedushin B'Shevcha, because Kedushin does not take effect by a Shevcha, because they're considered like behemoth shifchas, like kananim. But habadumi the shab psulim. In other words, not similar to other psulim, where at least their kedushin takes effect in them. It's just the forbidden mekal Hashem, and the ger is permitted because it's not considered part of the kila. And the same thing would apply by nesina, the kedushin is typhus. And if it's permitted, like other yisur 11, that's not part of the kila, in contrast to that of a shifcha. That's what I'm going to say. What's the difference? Why is a mamzer permitted in a shevcha? The non, like we learned in the Mishnah, by him and the kedushin of some of this, but mamzer is a shevcha. Mamzer can marry a shevcha. I feel like it's even initially, like it's obvious from the Gemara over there. But Tommy says that the lovely kaddish b'nei Yisrael is that the Torah says forbidden to make someone like hefker for his nose, and therefore it's even also to marry a shevcha because sin kedushin not tevis in a shevcha, so all the bias Alex knows, and this negative prohibition Torah makes it forbidden even psulikal. Whereas a mamzer, the leishayach leikadosh by mamzer, that it's not applicable to say leikadosh by the mamzer. Why not? Because the kol bom mekadoshes, the whole mamzer comes from mekadoshes, meaning meisid leitavs mekadoshin. He was born from a prohibition. Mekadoshin is not typhus, and since his whole essence of him is this, obviously we're not going to say with him regarding the isid leikadosh, and therefore that's why the mamzer does not have a prohibition in the shivcha, unlike that of the nesinim. And Bein Laharach, and one does not have to be lengthy on this point. So we come up from Tesis, according to Rashi, Nesima are usher in intermarriage from the David Gezerah. According to Tam, that's already usher in that Torah. And the Gemara's question From Moshe and Yeshua, according to Rashi, there's two approaches. Either Moshe was Gezer on the Abdus, and therefore it's forbidden because of Leah Kaddish, or Moshe was made them Avadim, and therefore it's not appropriate to marry them. Or a second approach is that a Ger is forbidden in the Shivcha because Kedush is not Teifus. But Imams is permitted Shivcha because his whole essence is from Kedush, so therefore obviously it's not going to have a problem of Leah Kaddish.